be cautious, don't be kind. You committed, I'm your crime. Push my button anytime. You got your finger on the trigger, but your trigger finger's mine. Silver dollar, golden flame. Dirty water, poison rain. Perfect murder, take your aim. I don't belong to anyone, but everybody knows my name.
Why the way? I'm back. Good night. The Spin King himself. The Spin King is back on the air. That's right. My name is Shannon Young, and I am back from St. Louis, and I brought lots of things with me, including this extremely expensive. No, we're not going to talk about it. We're not going to talk about it because I believe Asa did actually threaten my life.
And it'll probably break.
What?
You're bragging.
I need
about
to hear
it.
This story.
So, all right. First off, let me introduce myself.
No.
My name is Shannon Young. I'm the creator of Podzilla 1985 and the co-owner, along with my guest tonight, the usual gang, including the man, Jesse Kimball.
Hey.
Jesse is a good man. He helped me out. We'll explain why. To my right, Lindsay Wolfgang.
Hi.
Who is a good person as well.
Sure I am.
And then to my left, Mandy Kennedy.
Hey.
And then special guest, because she's on spring break, Allie Hebert.
Hi. And I also helped you out.
She did. Everybody came together to help me out with this. So here's what we're talking about. I went to St. Louis for a couple days. Was gone from Sunday through yesterday. And we did a lot of cool things. One of the cool things that I did was I took Jesse's hint and I went to Micro Center.
I didn't even know that place existed until now.
I didn't either. And Jesse told me about it. And I really thought, when he said, you got to visit Micro Center, it's a really cool electronics store. My first thought was locally owned, kind of like Gaming Grounds. Like it was going to have, you know, some cool stuff, but it was a local shop. That changed the moment we walked in. And I went, holy shit, this is like a mecca of electronics here.
Yeah, no, like it's the first time in a long time that I've gotten that, like, you know, that feeling whenever you walked into a toy store as a kid.
Okay.
And you're just
I got
like,
bad news for you.
Well,
that's later. That's later.
So, yeah, no, it's that feeling. Yeah, whenever you were a kid, you walked into the toy store and you see all these wonderful, shiny things that you desperately want.
Yes.
But you can't have.
Well, but now we're adults.
I was about to say, but now I'm an adult. And it was really hard not to walk out with a lot of stuff that I shouldn't have.
Did you buy anything when you went to Micro Center?
I didn't.
Ah.
I somehow, like, I almost walked out with a new keyboard, even though I definitely don't need one.
They so we walked in, and I've been complaining about my laptop for a while. I had the nice Star Wars laptop, which was a good laptop, but it was never a great laptop for what I wanted it for. I bought it, and it never lived up to the hype that I gave it. The moment I turned it on the first time, one of the first things I did was I had bought Fallout 4 on PC. And Lindsay will tell you how much I love Fallout. And she's supposed to chime in there and go, yes.
Yeah.
And when I got it to the, I got it to the store, I downloaded it, and I was bragging to someone. I don't remember who it was. Like, yeah, so I could just plug it into the TV and just play it like a regular console. So I plugged it into the TV, ran Fallout 4, and it ran at like 20 frames per second on like medium. And I was like, oh, that ain't good. Because I run it at home on ultra high at 60. So I tinker with it and toy with it, and I finally get it to work okay on low settings. And from that moment on, I just thought, this isn't what I thought I had bought. I thought I had bought a gaming laptop that I could just play whatever. Because if you buy a desktop for around $1,000, that's probably a pretty good desktop.
Oh, that's a really solid desktop.
But a $1,000 laptop, not as great. So I had problems with it from the beginning. So what Jesse did is after our, you know, he had went to St. Louis, he told me to go to Micro Center. We walk in and I told Allie, I just want to look at the laptops. I can't afford one right now. I legitimately can't. I don't have the money to spend. So we look around at the laptops. They have a bunch of great options. I spot this Republic of Gamer laptop, which is what Jesse had told me to get because I told him I wanted to get an Alienware at Best Buy. He convinced me not to get the Alienware at Best Buy. It was $2,000. This one was $2,300, but it was on sale. $400 off for like until April 1st. And I thought, well, that's really cool. The guy walks up, and like Allie said, they're basically car salesmen up there. They really are. Because there's like 80 people working there at any given time.
Mm-hmm. That place is always really busy, too.
It is. And it was just, it was packed, man. It was like, imagine Best Buy, but good. So the guy walks up to us. He's really cool. He asked me if I'm looking at anything. I tell him, well, I like this laptop, but I can't really afford it. He said, we should apply for a credit card. And I thought, no, that's a couple reasons that's a bad idea. One, I don't have great credit right now, so I'm going to get declined. And that's the only reason. Because if I had any inkling that I would have been approved, I would have walked out with a laptop that day because I make bad decisions. But instead, we looked around. They had this sweet-ass monitor that Allie fell in love with that someday we're going to go back and get for someone. And I told Lindsay about it.
The round one.
It's curved. And I know you guys can't see it at home, but it's a curved monitor, and it goes like four monitors across.
It basically looks like a panorama.
Oh, yeah.
So it basically just encompasses you completely.
Yes.
We saw that same monitor when we went there. It's just one of the really big ultra-wide monitors, and they are sweet.
$900, 144 frames, 144 frames per second. It's a great monitor. So I thought, you know, I jokingly told Allie, if we get declined, if I apply and we get declined for less money or whatever, we could just get that, and that'd be fun. But we left. And I put it out of my head, but it ate away at me the whole day that I should have just tried.
To the point that he called me at work.
I did. I called her at work. So we go back in the next day. I apply for the credit card with Allie. We co-applied because he was like, you can apply together. And I thought, okay, my bad credit versus her good credit, it'll even out.
Okay,
so
credit.
We're paying on time because this also affects my credit.
Hey, no, that's an insult. That's insulting to me. you insinuate that I don't pay myself on time. I've never not paid anything on time because I didn't have the money. It's almost entirely always because I forget.
Again, the credit doesn't care.
Well, that's true. I just want I feel like Marge Simpson in that episode of The Simpsons. I just wanted to tell everybody I'm not poor anymore. Just so you guys know. So we applied for the credit. We got $1,000. My tax refund came in the next day. And it was just the perfect storm of, okay, I could legitimately get this laptop. So then I struggled with it internally for a little bit. And we ended up getting the laptop. And I pushed away the guilt for about 20 minutes. And as we're driving in the car, I was just like, I shouldn't have done that. What did I just spend my money on? There's so many better things I could spend my money on. And I just went to a shame spiral.
That's because you get buyer's remorse every single time. This happens every time. You get yourself fixated on something you want really, 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 really badly. Mm-hmm. You get it, and then you immediately regret it. And then about a day later, you're fine because you love it.
I love it.
It also didn't help that right after we bought this, we went over to the giant PetSmart and we saw a bunch of cats. And he was like, I could have adopted all these cats for
no.
this
No.
Yeah, I did. I said that for her sake. I'm not taking home 7 cats.
We do not need any more animals in that apartment.
No, we don't. We already have enough with the cats and Bob.
At least he got rid of his animals.
Except for this. No, he just has plants now. Yeah. But point is, I got the laptop. It's really nice. It is what I want it to be. So I ran Warcraft ultra settings, 100 frames a second. I ran Overwatch epic settings, 100 frames a second, but I knocked it down to 60.
So now you're not
going to
stare at my screen and go, that's so pretty.
No, now I have a pretty screen of my own, thankfully. Okay. So this is what I want it to be. We're recording tonight for the first time on it. And, you know, I'll always have buyer's remorse because I could make better decisions. And the reason I told that story is because Asa said that if I bought a laptop instead of buying the surgery that I need, he would kill me. Mm-hmm. Well, in this particular case, it was extra money.
You didn't buy it. The credit card bought it.
Exactly. And that's like free money, basically.
Yeah.
Anyone that has a credit card knows that credit cards are basically free money. So hopefully Asa's not listening to this.
Asa, I'm innocent on this one.
Yeah, it's all
I
Allie
was nowhere there.
Or as I like to call him, Jelly.
What?
Asa and Jelly. Allie and Jelly.
His brain's all fucked up right now.
Yeah.
He's high on new computer.
It's all of us. This morning was very entertaining. Let's just say that.
Yeah. Lindsay, she, so many stories.
I couldn't find my keys that were in my jacket pocket.
Well, first, Allie lost her contact lenses because the cat knocked them down, and now the cat took off with them.
I'm guessing.
We don't know where those are. I told Lindsay, hey, Allie's got to find her contacts. Can you give me a ride to work? And she goes, yeah. And she couldn't find her keys, which were in her pocket. We get out to the car.
I left the window rolled down last night.
She left the window rolled completely down last night. Mimi left the right...
backseat unlocked.
Yeah. So that's just a constant fuck up there. Yeah.
Especially like in that area. I know there are people that go around at night
to unlock doors. There's nothing in our car.
And then as we're getting in the car, Lindsay goes, you know, God damn it. And I'm like, what? She's like, I forgot my purse. So she walks up to the door, comes back out a minute later with no purse. And she's like, it's in the back seat. Needless to say, I was late for work today by a couple minutes.
Yeah.
But it's okay. We're all very tired because.
And then my glue gun blew up in my face.
And her glue gun literally blew up in her hand.
It was just like, foom.
That's intense.
Yeah.
That could have been real bad.
Oh, I was freaked out.
We should go back to Micro Center, see if they have glue guns.
No, I can get a glue gun at like Walmart.
I'll go.
I also think they do. Oh my God. No, yeah, they have, like, because they have, you know, random little, like, extra electronics just in general, and they may have, like, it wouldn't surprise me to find a glue gun
we
there.
We didn't get past the laptops.
I tried.
Specifically, like, the first three rows of them that are gaming laptops.
Yeah, because that was your Asus and your good ones. Like, what's the point of going back further?
Yeah, because basically, you walk into this place, and it's about Best Buy sized.
Yeah.
Like, it's...
But without all the crap.
Yeah, it's a lot more dense. Like, there's a lot less, like, just empty space.
The standees and stuff like that.
Yeah. So, because, if you go in, and then as soon as you go in, like, immediately to the right, you have basically just rows. Like, at least, like, 6 to 8 rows of, like, laptops, like, set up for, like, gaming laptops and stuff like that, as well as, like, some desktops. Some standard like workstation stuff, monitors to look at, and all this other crazy nonsense.
It's just a lovely place.
Yeah, they have an entire aisle, like left and right side, dedicated to mechanical keyboards. Like that made me really happy.
Ooh. When we were filling out all the paperwork for this thing, because I had to go through a mountain of paperwork to get it. Long story, we'll spare you the details. But as I'm doing it, the woman that's helping me, I explained to her that usually we shop at Best Buy. She immediately like rolled her eyes and went, ugh.
That's because you don't have one of those here.
That's what I told her. I said, I wish we had a place like this, although my wallet's happy we don't.
Uh-huh.
I'd like for one of you to call them to put my picture up on the wall that says, do not serve this man. Just to avoid any future problems.
Just say no to everything he asks you.
We missed Pro Wrestling Unscripted last night because we were in St. Louis. Ace and Dalton did a great job, as they always do. I edited the show today and I posted it for Asa. Did not realize until after the fact that Asa sent me the wrong show. So for anyone that listened to the show as soon as it went live and you're wondering if CCW Fan Fest is this weekend with Jeff Hardy, it is not. That was
he missed that. Sorry.
That's about a year late.
Yeah, that was a while back. But the show was good. So go back and listen to it. And so that's the story of my laptop. That's where babies come from. Otherwise, the trip to St. Louis was fantastic. I had a couple days off, and I didn't realize how much I didn't want to come home until this morning.
When you had to get up.
When I woke up and I knew I had to come here and deal with the plebs again, I immediately got really salty, and it's just been a horrible day because all the people that like to come in and talk came in and talked. Yeah. Fat Pat was the best one.
He goes to my gym. I see him fairly frequently now. He forgets every time. Because he always like looks at me like this happens at least once every 2 weeks. He'll look at me and kind of point like the way Pat does.
Yeah,
not Kennedy, if you're listening.
No. That's bearded Pat.
It's a very
brother.
Hey.
Almost inverse human being. I'll see him at the gym and he'll point at me for a second, and then the way Pat does it, I know you, like. Really, really loud and booming.
Yeah,
though.
Because he doesn't hear very well.
No, he does not. And I don't think he realizes that he's yelling at you every time he talks.
You have to look directly at him to talk to him because that's, he has to read your lips while you talk. Pat is the guy that a certain somebody, I won't name names, took a picture of him playing Grand Theft Auto and like posted it to Reddit.
Yes.
Because this was when he had the microphone on and he was talking to the strippers in the game. Because you can talk to the strippers and like raise your affection level with them. And he was playing online, and he was doing that. And we just heard him talking to people. And we're like, who is he talking to? He was talking to virtual strippers.
And also, like...
Which is less shameful than talking to real strippers? I don't know how it works.
Yeah, I don't... Probably... Well, the fact that he was doing it in a public location like that is probably more shameful.
At a family-friendly game store.
Yeah, he was the only one in the game room at the time.
Which makes it a little better.
Yeah. No, locals will probably recognize this dude. He walks around town a lot. He's just a mountain of a man. He's like 6'8", 6'9", just a real big dude.
Nice guy.
Yeah,
like super nice as hell. Yeah, so I try not to get frustrated with him, but you have to remember that I just spent literally 4 days, 3.5 days, whatever.
Away from all this.
In a jacuzzi, literally drinking champagne or wine in a jacuzzi, watching The Simpsons, and I came back to that.
Yeah, coming back from vacation is rough.
It is, especially when. So there have been times that Lindsay and I have gone to Pennsylvania and we've just sat at her family's house for like a couple days and it was okay. There were other times that we went and we went to there was the old Heritage Museum. Mm-hmm. I never get to go to Centralia.
Drakewell.
Yeah. So this was one of those vacations where I actually went and did stuff. We went to I went to the Arch. I've never been to the Arch before. That was incredible.
Did you actually go up?
Pretty cool.
No, because there was a 2-hour wait.
Damn.
And I didn't have that kind of time.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I think because it also looked like they were doing some construction.
Yeah, they were working on it.
Only one entrance was open, so yeah. They might have affected it too.
But just standing under the arch, like looking up at it, and it was the coolest thing. I looked up at it, and as I did, a plane flew directly like over it, and I was like, holy shit, that looks awesome, you know?
It's just really like pretty area down there too.
It is.
Park and stuff. Yeah. I like when I take Mike there. He loves it.
One of the coolest things I've ever done in my life, and we're going to talk about this Tuesday because I'm so excited about this. I went to the Limp Mansion in St. Louis, which is one of the 10 most haunted places in America. Mm-hmm. They were incredibly nice to us. They actually let us wander around the property, even though you're not supposed to be able to do that. Which I thought, and I didn't have to tell him who I was. It was the craziest thing. But I don't want to reveal too much. We'll talk more about it this Tuesday on I Want to Believe. We've got a special episode because a lot of cool things have happened in the world of paranormal. We'll talk about it. We went to the Science Museum.
Science Center.
The Planetarium.
Yes.
Micro Center, obviously. We went to Trader Joe's, which is always a good time, Lindsay.
Because it's in the same parking lot as a Micro Center. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. World Market.
Which was less of a market than we thought it would be. We thought it was going to be food.
No, I knew what it was
going to
be.
Oh.
Classy.
Oh, my Ollie. I know everything. Anyway.
Allie's Hank Hill now.
That's what I was thinking.
The entire time we've been on vacation, he's been mocking me with that voice. I'm like, why am I Hank Hill? Why?
You got those glasses. Nerd. Anyway. So it was a very cool trip. We had a lot of fun. The jacuzzi was awesome. Hot tubs are awesome. I didn't want to come back, but I'm not the only one that had a cool time recently. Our own Mandy Kennedy did something very, very cool, Mandy.
I did.
Tell us about it, because I know this is exciting for you, and I was excited. I was excited when I saw it.
I went to St. Louis as well, only for a day, though, on Wednesday. And if you haven't somehow known by now, my favorite like musical artist is Lights. And she came out like with the comic book with her new record and stuff. And so I went up to St. Louis because I had bought the VIP package. And so I got to like watch her do like a couple like acoustic songs on set. Like for the like private VIP party, and then like people asked her questions, so you got to like learn a little bit more about her, and then you got to go in line and obviously meet her, and like I like went and stood at the end of the line because I'm like internally flipping out because every time I meet somebody I'm like hi and like probably have these crazy eyes and it's real bad.
And like, this is the one you wanted to offend the least.
Yes, this is like the highest ethereal being in the world.
So you needed to build yourself up by the time you got there. You're like, no, you go ahead of me.
Because,
I'm good.
Like, my friend Emily, we went and saw a band I love in Nashville, and they just walked right by us, and she's like, hey, there went state champs. And I was like, what? And the most pathetic sounding voice, I was like, state champs? And like reached out my hand, right? And like two of them like stopped and looked at each other and then turned, and I was like, hey, and like just really bad things like that. So I did not want to do that to Lights because I'm a cool person. I like to think, and I want
just the meekness in that statement too.
Mandy, we love you.
And I wanted to see that, and not the hey, how are you? I love you. Like, I didn't want to be that person. So, and I had met her once briefly in St. Louis 2 years ago. If you were the first of 50 to buy her record, you got a wristband, and after the show, you'd wait in line. And it was pretty much just like, hey, awesome, and then she'll sign it, and then you get to like hug her, and that's it. You couldn't even get a picture. It's like one of the bucket list items in my life. So this was it. Like, you got to talk to her, and you got the picture. And so I'm like, at the end of this line, there's probably like 30 to 40 people, and I'm just like freaking out, like just trying, and I'm like texting people, and I'm like, what do I do, help me, and
how do I talk to her?
Yeah, like I texted Austin Lane and I was just like
he's the best of the best.
He's the best of the best.
He's like, well, you've talked to me, and I was like, oh, shit. I know. All right, Austin, yeah, you're on the same level, I'm sure.
Oh.
I love you, Austin.
Gone the
savage.
He knows I love him, but then there's lights and no one comes close. So I finally am like,
also, if it makes you feel better, she'd say the same thing to like Jesus if she met Jesus. No lights, Jesus Christ. Calm down.
So I'm like next in line, and like she had two helpers, and she was like, hey, you want to get your phone out for pictures? And I was like, yes. Sorry, let me get my life together for a second. And I'm like juggling the comic I'm going to have her sign, and was trying to unroll this poster and get my phone out. But then like I like walked up there and I was pretty normal. Like it was a good conversation. Like I didn't babble and I didn't cry and I didn't like, I don't know, not be crazy.
Not speak English. Yeah. Just speak English.
You didn't just stare and drool.
I didn't have an accent because I was hanging out with my best friend Carly, and for whatever reason we were like, oh yes, and talking in weird accents.
Please
and
tell me you said, hey, lights.
And I was like, we need to stop this because I do not want to be in this mode. So if I do meet her, that the first thing out of my mouth isn't some weird accent.
And plus,
so,
isn't lights Australian?
No, right? She's Canadian.
Or Canadian. Okay, never mind.
So, she's better than us.
So, but yeah, I got up there and I like said hi, and we talked comics for a minute. Somebody asked her top 5 mangas, and Full Metal Alchemist was on there, and we all know that's one of my obsessions. So I was like, yay. And we talked about that for a second and just comics. And then she hugged me. It was amazing. I look derpy in most of the pictures because they took pictures the whole time you were talking to her, which
right.
is amazing. So I have like 20 that I will cherish forever. And then I showed her like the tattoo I have of Roy's symbol on my wrist. And then I showed her the tattoo that when I met her in St. Louis, she wrote out lyrics for me. And so I showed her that. And then she like hugged me again. She loved my hair. And then when I got my phone back, I showed her a picture of Mike because he went with me to see her in Nashville. I was like, this is my son. I was like, he loves you too. Like, he came and saw his first concert was you in Nashville. And she's like, that's so awesome. He's a badass. And I was like, yay. And she was like, tell him I said hey. And I was like, thanks. And it was really cool. And then I spent all money on her merch. It's great. To then come home today to see that St. Louis and Kansas City are apparently in Mississippi.
Yeah.
So
I like to think that when you showed him the picture of your son, you said, this is my son. She goes, oh, what's his name? And you went,
I knew this before you asked me.
It's like right? Kevin or something? I don't know. Well, that's really cool.
It is amazing. I was on a high. And then her like whole performance was amazing. Like, I
also, she is currently sitting here with her lights hoodie on.
She is.
And then there's the t-shirt and my necklace.
Jeez, you are really blinged out.
I bought a lot. I have an almost, I just need pants now and socks, and I'll have everything lights.
Well, okay.
You are the best kind of fan.
The one that spends money on merch.
Yeah. We also saw a performance while we were in St. Louis, and this meant a lot to me and Lindsay. Because we went to see, and I found this out last time when I looked it up. This was the last musical they're ever doing.
Okay.
This was the last one. So Sailor Moon, they've been doing musicals, live action musicals, since 96, 97?
97, I think.
They stopped doing them in 2005. They started doing them again in 2013. And this show, they actually put in theaters. And this was the last show they're ever going to do, apparently. It's over at this point because it's called like the final movement.
Yeah.
We didn't know why they called it that. But it's the first time we ever got to see something like that in theaters. And like it meant a lot to me because I've been, you know, I'm a huge Sailor Moon fan. And Lindsay's a huge Sailor Moon fan. That's how we met.
It was
pretty
fun
much.
To actually see it on the big screen as opposed to just on the TV or computer monitor.
Right. To actually see it in theater with other people that like it.
Like and, IMAX or?
It was just regular theater.
It was just regular
It was a Marcus
It was a Marcus theater also.
But it was really, really cool. And there were people there watching it, and everyone's laughing at the right parts. No one's making fun of it, which if you ever watch anything Sailor Moon related in front of other people,
they'll sit there and make fun of it.
There's some part they're going to make fun of.
Cheesy as all get out. I love it, but it's cheesy.
No, you know what? As I'm watching it, and there's some real important stuff there about like being alone, having to face your own mortality was a big part of it, and death and stuff like that. It was really dark shit. And then I thought back to the fucking commercial I saw for the Dragon Ball Super, where it's like, is this Goku's true power? And it's like, that is the corniest fucking stupid shit I've ever heard, JR. I don't fucking care if you love it or not. People make fun of Sailor Moon. No, fuck that. But it was very,
no,
very
people
cool.
make fun of anime.
In general. But it was awesome. It was, I think, 3 hours long.
Ooh. Yeah.
And we watched.
I mean, because it's a stage performance, like full flat out musical play.
We watched it for 2 hours and I was like, okay, I have to go to the bathroom at this point. I can't not go to the bathroom anymore.
Because we didn't get an intermission.
Right.
Like you do in most stage shows.
So I get up, I go to the bathroom, I come back and it says how much time is left. It said an hour and a half. I was like, God damn, we've been here for 2 hours. How can they drag this out that long?
So was it a play that was filmed?
Yes. Okay. They filmed it and added the subtitles.
You liked the play, but I was like, but you said it was on a screen.
Yes. No. They filmed it.
Like the Fathom events. They'll do like Broadway shows and stuff on there.
Gotcha. So this is happening. I've seen live action like Sailor Moon stuff like through other people.
Mm-hmm. So, well, yeah, they had the TV series and then the musicals.
But then the musicals are great. Like the music's good. The stories are good. The sets were good. I told Lindsay, it's a lot like when we watched Aqua Teen Hunger Force in theaters.
Why are we doing this?
It's why are you doing it? But it's also that you can say, I saw the Aqua Teen movie in theaters.
And it was the last one. That's cool.
Yeah. So that it kind of like
this,
full circle.
This stage set, they did one for each season of the television series. Yeah. So we got to watch Sailor Stars, basically.
This was Sailor Stars. Yeah. So very, very cool. So it was just a cool weekend for everybody involved. Jesse, what'd you do?
Played Warcraft?
I just love that.
Did you say a week or weekend?
Weekend. What day is it?
Yeah, I know.
It's Thursday.
I woke up today and I was like, I just like drank and went to a concert on a Wednesday. This doesn't seem normal. Yeah. So I was like really confused.
I'm sorry.
Well, how's your Wednesday?
No, Jesse. I'm sorry.
We watched, me and Asa watched wrestling with Billy on Sunday. That was it. Like, other than that, I worked.
I mean, I wish I could have seen Billy.
Tuesday, I was sick and I stayed home.
I'm not feeling great myself. I think it's because I'm back and I don't appreciate it.
That's fair. But in a couple of weeks, I'll be going to Indianapolis.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, that is right around the corner, isn't it?
Do what?
Going by yourself.
Mandy is also coming, I guess.
Said a week.
And Dalton, right?
Yeah, and Dalton and Asa.
And Andrew.
And Andrew.
Oh, just the full crew. And Lights will be there.
I wish. I wanted to ask
Mandy
her
would be
if
a lot more
go.
Excited.
Oh, yeah.
So we went to, was it two or three Toys R Us when we were in St. Louis? Two?
I think it was just two.
We went to one. We went to that one, the South County one, and we went to another one just to see if that they had any other ones that were going clearance. Mm-hmm. None of them.
No.
But then today, they did announce that all Toys R Us's will be closing.
Which sucks.
So that is the end of Toys R Us as we know it. They'll probably all liquidate out and probably be closed within a month, 2 months.
Yeah, Hastings went out. Like, it took 3 months once they announced, like, everything was closing down, I think, or two.
And that really sucks.
It just depends on whether or not they have a liquidator that just buys everything and distributes it to other people.
Right, and apparently it's the same liquidator. According to Dalton, anyway, it's the same liquidator that
and
got
And a lot of the stuff
Hastings.
Was vendor stuff. Like, most of the Pokemon merchandise, wherever they originally got it from, they just took it back and redistribute.
At least it's around tax season, so everyone can go spend all their money there and clear it out. Hastings was towards the end of the year, and Christmas, well, I guess Christmas was coming up, so people were buying gifts.
Well, the only bad part about it, though, is that all those poor workers have to deal with just the trash.
Mimi was telling me people are trying to steal stuff left and right. I took Mike after his tournament. You know, he did awesome in his Taekwondo tournament last week. And I was like, yeah, let's go to Toys R Us, not realizing that was already happening. And it was like friggin' crazy in there. And she's like, yeah, people just think they can steal like literally everything right now.
Because they feel like no one cares.
I was like, so can I just roll out with this bike and you'll just not look? Like, and then I like acted like I was putting something in my hoodie. I was like, so they just like plop it in their hoodie and try and go? Like,
you're just stacking stuff on top of you. Like, so I can just grab this.
Yeah.
And,
I mean, a lot of the employees like straight up don't give a shit.
Probably not, but I think there is a...
At this point, they probably do, but as it gets closer, I can definitely see.
Because, well, I mean, what's going to happen to them?
Yeah, the employees are all out of jobs anyway. Like, right. They have zero vested interest in the success of this liquidation.
And from what I understand from sources that I won't name, that there's no severance pay, that there's nothing. There's no incentive to stay other than... Well, I can't. Other than you need money right now.
Yeah.
But that can be dangerous too, because Lindsay stayed to Stephen Berry's till it ended.
Yep.
And they owe her $1,000 still.
Uh-huh.
That I don't think you're gonna see.
No, I gave up on that a long time ago. They owed so many other freaking people, and I was so low on the totem.
Yeah, and that's I'm sad. I'm sad about Toys R Us being closed. You know.
Same.
I posted this on my Facebook that I grew up very poor, as I know Jesse did, not Lindsay, not Allie. Mandy, I think, was pretty rich, too.
No, we were in the middle. I mean
that's where I was, middle.
They're middle, Jesse.
I didn't get it.
In our middle. Anyway.
They had go-karts and shit.
I didn't have go-karts.
Like, oh my God.
One of you had a horse and one of you had like an archery in your school.
One of you had a fucking forge,
if I remember correctly.
That was college.
Anyway,
Allie went to Cape Central. Like, she didn't get all that cool stuff. So.
That's true, but all three of these girls are from Pennsylvania.
That's true.
Like, we should have just stayed off the show and called it like the Pennsylvania girls.
I feel like I should have worn my glasses and not my contacts.
So you could match with everybody else? Yeah. Well, I mean, she wouldn't be wearing glasses if the cat hadn't taken them.
Not coming over. I like my contacts.
But when I was growing up, I was very poor. I didn't get to go to Toys R Us a lot. It really was. Walmart was the only store I knew when I was younger. That was it. Like, we had a Walmart in Charleston. And that's where we went to get everything. It was like, hey, you want to go look at games or movies? Let's go to Walmart. And it wasn't until years later I discovered that Cape was just bursting with places to go.
I mean, I didn't get to go to Toys R Us all the time. Our closest one was in Erie.
And that's a long drive for you, wasn't it?
I mean, it's like an hour and a half.
That's still longer than Cape to them.
Yeah, I mean, granted, our mall had a KB Toys.
Who?
Another toy store that died so long ago.
Toys, yeah. I remember when they were going out. Uh-huh.
There was actually a KB in the mall we went to. One of the malls we went to, we were on gone, but it was closed.
Because
I was looking
for it. They must have had that sign up there for years.
Well, there was a banner across the front that said like KB. It was called KB Smash or something like that. It was gone.
That's what it was called.
What mall did you guys go to?
We went to West County, which was a mistake.
Off of Manchester?
Yeah.
Manchester's a dumb mall. What's still a West County mall, though?
Because we went to
South County.
Off Lindbergh. We went to Mid Rivers. That was the other place we went to. That's where I got the poster with the controllers at V-Stock.
Okay.
We went to West County, but we didn't go in because it's just clothing stores.
You thought it was
a V-Stock.
Yeah.
We went to the Galleria.
We skipped the Galleria.
A pretty good mall.
Anyway, back to the goddamn Toys R Us story. Let me finish the story. I was poor and I bought Spider-Man. Yep. And it was the coolest toy I ever had.
Because whenever I was a kid, it was kind of the same thing. Like, the toy store was Walmart in Sykeston whenever I was a kid because we lived in New Madrid. And yeah, going to Sykeston was going, you know, that was effectively going into town. And going to Cape was going to the big city.
Yeah, Cape was St. Louis when you were a kid. Yeah,
St. Louis blew my mind.
St. Louis was like Gotham City and Metropolis had sex.
I just remember being a kid and me and my little brother just like staring out at the super high skyscrapers and all the tall buildings and everything. Like, oh my God.
Wow. What's that flying thing? That's a plane.
We knew what planes were.
It's a metal bird, Daddy.
A metal bird.
That was me as a kid.
Okay. So whenever we did get to go up to Cape and we got to go to Toys R Us, like, it was always a bummer, though, because, like, my dad would take us there. And then, like, sometimes I remember for whatever reason we always bought zebra stripe gum there. But we never got any toys. Like, my dad just wanted to take us there.
I would never get toys when I go to Toys R Us. They're like, you can look, but you're not getting anything.
Was your dad looking for the zebra striped toy, zebra striped gum R Us? Because I don't know where that store is.
He was going to look for collector toys for himself, bought you guys gum for
just to get us something. Yeah, for going in there. And I mean, he may have also been trying to figure out stuff to get us for Christmas too. And that kind of thing.
I would pretty much just go in there and just I look for Marvel toys when I was younger. Like, I bought all my X-Men stuff from there because they used to have a good selection of X-Men stuff. Otherwise, it was kind of like, as you got older, I think Toys R Us mattered less and less. And it kind of became like a low-rent Hastings where you would just go in there and dick around occasionally. You might find something
just a
like.
Really high-priced toy store.
Yeah, they never really had great sales on anything. They had a Sentinel there once. Remember that giant Sentinel, Lindsay?
That thing was awesome.
And I waited and waited for that thing to go on sale, and it never did. Then it just disappeared.
Probably got shipped to another store.
Probably. To a richer store.
It's the same with your Ghostbusters set.
Which one?
Your Ghostbusters 2 figure set, where they're all in the darker overalls and had the Christmas hats.
The one that I have now.
The one that you did
that
eventually
I got from
get.
Toy Bomb here on Broadway. Go see Matt. Get some toys. Yeah. Yeah, that never went down either. But Toys R Us was, it never was that great.
Did you guys ever watch?
I was here talking about how much I'm going to miss it, but in reality, I didn't shop there. The more I think about it, the more I'm resenting
it. We probably spent the most money on Pokemon there because of me.
That's true.
And the Pokemon cards there are just ridiculously overpriced.
Oh, I don't buy the cards there. I buy the plushies
too.
And the toys.
Fair enough.
Mostly yeah, I'd go to look around and get ideas and then...
Look for the cheaper
hit it up on Amazon.
Sometimes yeah. I would just swing.
Which is why
actually,
they're going out of business.
Yeah. I mean, there's times I would like buy the stuff there, but yeah, like they didn't have sales or anything or like buy two, get one of this. Or
because
something.
It was Toys R Us. Like everyone knew what Toys R Us was. Mm-hmm. So parents would just naturally go to Toys R Us because it was a toy store. Mm-hmm. They would never shop around.
Yeah. The Amiibos parents avoided always... Toys R Us.
I mean, they're probably smart for it.
They were like, no, you can get the same toys cheaper at Walmart, so we're just going to go to Walmart.
That's how I am at conventions. Whenever we're like, oh, we want that, and then I think, I could probably get that cheaper online, and you can. But Lindsay, weren't you a Toys R Us girl?
Hmm?
Weren't you a Toys R Us kid?
I mean, I enjoyed Toys R Us.
I don't know why I always had this image of you, like, you bought shit there constantly. Like, you were a Toys R Us princess.
No, I was a KB Toys kid.
We had Pokemon League there for a little bit before Hastings. In the back.
Hastings kind of ruined Toys R Us and everything else.
Because I also went to that Toys R Us Pokemon League briefly and then went to the Hastings one.
Yeah.
Yep. Years later, we discovered that me, Kevin, Garrett, Pat, and I guess Mandy as well, all went to the same Pokemon League.
Yes.
And, well, because this is the first I've heard of you actually going, too.
I've like, said it, whatever, it's fine.
She said,
you said you played before, but you
I'm
never
said
you
I'm waiting
for
her to say she sat, like, right next to you the entire time.
That'd be hilarious.
It's a possibility. Like, Pat says that he remembers a couple of brothers that were really good, and that likely would have been me and Jake, because I don't remember any other brothers that were there. But, yeah, like, it was just really funny. We just kind of discovered that at GameStop one day. This is before I was hanging out with Mandy as well. Maybe that's why that part of the story wasn't relevant to Pat at the time. Whenever he was talking about it.
For the longest time.
Back when she was just Pat's sister.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's that girl that looks like Pat, kind of.
Oh, wait, you're related. Pat has a sister? Shh. Yeah.
Well, yeah, she would come in like pretty frequently. I would say pretty frequently, like
fucking
every once in a while.
Pre-order all the time because of Pat. What do you pre-order all this time? God damn it, I don't know.
He abused that familial privilege.
Yeah.
And then I think I noticed that Mandy had a drum key on her. Mm-hmm. And then Mandy and I became friends. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that was it was just kind of funny. Like, yeah, Kevin and Garrett went together. Then, yeah, I guess Pat and Mandy. Why do I keep saying I guess? Pat and Mandy went together.
Pat and I guess Mandy.
And Jake and I went to the same league, and we were there at the same time and didn't know each other.
Those are, like, specific reasons why I'd want to time travel, because I want to know if I ever ran into you. That's the only reason. I don't want to change it. I don't want to go to the future. I just want to go and see, holy shit, was that did we do that?
I like that that's what you wanted to go
back
in time
to do.
That's
what I wanted to do. I don't care.
Have you heard about the married couple that found out they were in the same picture?
Yes!
In
China?
When they were teenagers? No, it was it was with this.
It's a big monument in China.
Yeah. And so, like, the husband's in the background of the wife's picture.
That's
and they,
crazy.
Like, even circled it.
Or maybe it was that. I remember reading something, but I thought they were on a beach, but it could be that. It's probably the monument.
Was he, like, stalking her?
No,
he
was also getting his
picture
taken.
In at the same day.
Whoa.
That's just crazy.
Yeah, and they, like, you can see there's a couple on a bench behind there. And it's this, like, the couple you can see in both pictures, you can see, like, him kind of in, like, portrait, I guess, like, off to the side. And you can't see her in his picture at all.
That's
just
weird.
It was neat.
That's cool, though.
But what does that have to do with Toys R Us?
No, it has to do with
tangents.
You can go buy a frame there and put it
no,
in
No, you
a frame.
Can't.
Y'all know me.
Where are we supposed to buy toys at now? That's my question.
Target. Amazon.
No, the answer is
Amazon?
Don't. You're a grown-ass adult.
I'm gonna buy toys.
Yeah, Dalton. Toy Bomb just needs to get more now.
Yeah, I'm surprised Toy Bomb. I wonder if he went down there and just raided the place.
Like, most certainly.
Yeah, because I mean he's kind of like Lonnie. He's got an eye for, you know, picking up deals and like the pops especially. Because dude has like three walls full of pops down there.
Yeah, I looked at them there. I almost bought two, but I don't know. I didn't need them.
I already had all the ones I wanted from them.
Yeah, there's only two.
Well, except the Fraggles.
Well, they didn't have the Fraggles.
We need to get the Fraggles at some point.
I know. I want my Fraggles. At the very least, I want Boober and Wembley.
I really don't think toys are as necessary as they used to be. I'll say it right now.
Oh, they're not.
Once you hit a certain age, just get a video game.
No, I still want my Pokemon plush.
No, that's fine. Plushies are fine because they're cute and you can hug them. But like wrestling figures, I can kind of see Dalton doing it because Dalton collects them. You know, and he poses them and stuff. And that's cool. That's what he does.
I thought this was a significant dig at Dalton. I thought this is where we were setting
it
up.
It was, but then the moment you laughed, I thought, if Dalton's going to listen to this, and I don't want to feel like I'm shitting on him for collecting toys. But, like, I would never collect toys to actually play with them anymore. When I was a kid, I couldn't afford WWE toys to begin with. They were called WWF at the time, Allie.
I know.
And then I got the F out. I couldn't afford those, so I had the little G.I. Joes. And I would take encyclopedias that my mom had, and I'd stack them on top of each other. That was the ring. And then my G.I. Joes would go at it, you know? But now I have video games, so I don't want to take this figure and bash them together when I can press a button and, like, really do the moves. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
More realistic, Allie.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what you're trying to get from me.
You going
to
tell them about your friend you found?
What?
That we found, like, 8 different colors of?
Oh, Cthulhu.
Yes.
Jesus Christ, woman. We found, when we were up there, we found a...
First, we found a hot pink.
Yeah, so at Toys R Us, they had a hot pink Cthulhu. Because, again, we were going to see if they had any sales.
Plushy.
They had none. They also, by the way, had like 6 Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles figures.
Literally.
Yeah, not like 6 aisles, 6 rows or whatever. They had
like literally
6.
Yeah, there was a really big one that we went to whenever we went up to St. Louis like a couple of weeks ago. And yeah, it was the same thing. Their turtle section was like embarrassingly small. And I remember at one point, there was like one aisle that had like, I want to say it was either Turtles or Transformers, like on the banner, but it was an entire aisle of Cars 3.
Oh. You don't know why you're going out of business, Toys R Us? Because you don't have enough Ninja Turtles.
Just trying to, Cars. Then again, Cars are definitely what's selling to the kids these days.
Now, when you say Cars, are you talking about like model cars? Like the little
metal? No, he means like Disney Pixar.
I'm talking about Disney Pixar cars, yeah. That no, that like the little toy cars like Hot Wheels and stuff like that. I did see that on an end cap at that same Toys R Us.
Yeah, they've definitely significantly brought down those.
Well, it's like every goddamn toy store you go now is like, there's part of it that's the really expensive models that are awesome, but like $90, $100. There's the crappy kids toys, and it's just Funko Pops. Like wall to wall, Funko Pops. Which I used to think Funko Pops were cool. But I don't anymore because a lot of them are so similar looking. They're just little, but some of them I'll still buy. Like they're really cool. I got the X-Files ones.
I just find the ones. I get specific ones like the
you
Llama,
got Costco.
Cusco.
Because I found the regular one. I was like, why do they not have him as a llama? This makes no sense. And so I Googled it, and it was a Hot Topic exclusive, so I went to Hot Topic, and I got it.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, also- I like collecting the ones, like, the characters I like, mm-hmm. but that's really yeah. it.
Plus, like, I've got my Sailor Moon ones.
Yeah.
I have that rare Sonic the Hedgehog one that uh-huh. we got. That was really cool. Eventually, they'll make a lights one.
I mean, they have a music artist set.
I know. I need it. She has one. Like, someone made one for her.
Oh, custom?
Yeah. But that's Sonic, though.
Yeah. It's the first edition. It's apparently worth quite a bit of money.
Yeah, I looked it up on Amazon. They're like $100 to $300. Because I wanted Tails, too. Even though it looks derpy as fuck. Holy shit.
Those first run Funko Pops Tails, did not though. Look good.
Well, have you seen the new Sonic ones?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I have 3 of them. Two of them.
I don't like their eyes. They look
weird. Yeah, they're kind of odd. I got them a 4-pack, and I think it was Shadow, and then Sonic with the Chaos Emerald, Sonic with the Ring, and I think Eggman was the other one.
I hate that name.
I know. Dr.
Robotnik.
Yeah.
I told Alex, we were looking at him, and I said, I would buy this, but I refuse to buy anything that has the name mm-hmm. Eggman
I know.
On
yeah.
That's so stupid.
Yep.
Because he's fat and he looks like an egg.
I know.
You get it?
Well, isn't the Japanese name literally Eggman?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was scrolling through Hulu, I think it was, and they had Sonic X on there. And I just flashbacked when I yelled at Steven on the show, like one of my first shows.
Whenever, like a lot of us really realized exactly how young Steven is.
I was like, God damn you, Sonic X! Yeah.
Speaking of that, I want to mention that we did watch Full Metal Alchemist before we left.
Oh, nice.
The live action?
Yes.
I don't understand all your guys' problems with it.
So now we can talk about that a little bit. If you haven't seen the movie, this is probably going to be a couple minutes. So skip to the end, maybe, because we're about 45 minutes in. I also, someone said Winry was in every scene. That's an exaggeration.
She was just in, I think Mandy brought that point up, because she was in more scenes than she ever was in the anime. Everywhere.
It's because they cut out all the stuff where she wasn't. With them and just put the scenes where
she
was. No,
she doesn't go on half those adventures in the actual anime, which I know it's different, but...
Because she definitely didn't go to the warehouse with them.
I know she wasn't at the warehouse. That part they added.
At one point, I literally had to tell Lindsay to stop comparing it to the anime.
She didn't go with the brothers to the Shoutuckers.
Oh, that guy. Fuck
that
guy.
Oh my God. Yeah.
I'd never watched the series. I had watched some of it, but I guess I didn't get that far.
Yeah, he didn't know who Tucker was, and I'm like, oh, that son of a bitch. And he's like, shut up.
How do you...
It's like the second arc, I think.
I watched like four episodes of that show. I got the gist of it.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
But yeah, that was pretty effed up.
Yeah.
That was probably the best part of the movie, I thought.
And it's so much worse, like in the anime.
It really is so much worse.
Oh. Because like
it's Scar.
Yeah.
What the hell was that?
Wreck?
Yeah, it sounded like a wreck.
Yeah.
I don't think it was a
gun. You guys talk amongst yourselves real quick. I'm gonna go check that
out.
Yeah. That sounded really close too.
Yeah, no, it sounded like it was on the corner out there.
Ooh, as the ambulance just drove by. Yeah.
Right. Like I'm wondering if the ambulance caused an accident out there. But we'll talk about Full Metal while he's looking at that.
I wanna know what happened.
I know.
Yeah, but it doesn't make for great radio.
We're all super nosy as far as that
Shannon
goes.
Has no idea because he just
I mean, it sounded like either like metal hitting or like gunshots.
I think it sounded like a car.
It sounded like a car crunching. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or a car hitting something.
It was scary. Anyway, I don't like it.
Yeah, because it was still doing it down there too. So I think it's either someone's like just shooting, or it's like a misfire.
Yeah, it's probably somebody's car is messed up.
Okay, so back to Full Metal. Now that we're all a little tense, fuck Broadway. We keep talking about getting new equipment. We need to get a new recording studio.
That's significantly further down the line.
Unless someone has like a really nice apartment they just want to let us come into every four times a week.
Mm-hmm.
And keep snacks available. I liked Lust for obvious reasons.
Lust actually was pretty cool. The way that they did Lust was fairly accurate.
The one that surprised me by how accurate it was Glutton.
Gluttony. Yeah.
I was like, man, he's fat.
It's so weird. Like, I was like, I don't like you in real life.
I mean, to be fair, you as weird as a cartoon.
Yeah.
Oh, well, yeah. Yeah.
It really was. What did you think of Mustang's fire effects?
I thought pretty good.
The flamethrower?
That was his last one.
Silly.
Yeah, that was like, yeah, just that one, though. I thought the rest looked good, though. Yeah.
Flamethrower broke me. It looked great up until the flamethrower, and it's like, not only does this look terrible, but Mustang's power doesn't work like that.
Yeah, I thought to myself, like, who can fight these people? He can literally just shoot flames as a fucking flamethrower. Like, who's going to stand up to that?
Yeah. In the comic books, like, it's a whole lot of either his gloves get wet or somebody tears the gloves and then Mustang's worthless.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That happens frequently.
Because if he doesn't have something to start it with.
Literally the best scene is where Hawkeye trips his ass when he's fighting Scar and he gets pissed and they're like, you're useless. And he's like,
no. Oh, right. It's raining.
It's like Pyro from X-Men.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
A lot of people forget. He can't just like create flame. He can only
manipulate it.
Yeah. I thought it was a good movie. I
liked it.
I didn't like it at first. Like the first 30 minutes, I was just sitting there just like, it's so Japanese. It's so Japanese. And I wasn't into it. But by the end of it, I enjoyed it quite a bit. So yeah, I give it a thumbs up.
I was proud of myself. I didn't cry over Hughes again.
Right. Well, that's because he was human.
They also didn't give us the funeral.
Yeah.
The funeral is where that really hits
you.
Yeah. Okay, but then like Roy hearing it all, like, because that was different.
Yeah.
Like, last time he just,
No, I mean, that was kind of rough. But yeah, no, nothing beats like daddy needs to wake up.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's got to go to work.
So who shoots him in the anime? I know it's the same person.
It's Sloth.
And it's the same person.
Envy. It's Envy.
Was it Envy disguised? Because it was.
As Ross, not Sloth.
Yeah.
Oh, it's Envy's.
Okay,
yeah. I'm thinking further down the line.
It's been a long time. Envy was the guy with the long hair and the belly shirt, right?
Yes. Yep.
Okay. Did he turn into his wife in the anime?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was
that's,
very
that's
Ross
what I'm,
to keep
what
him
I'm
from getting shot.
Of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because he basically, it's actually turns out to be the same thing that gives Envy away. With that gave him away against Mustang.
Psychological.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, like there's just a little thing that tipped off Hughes, and then whenever Envy figured it out, right before Hughes was going to throw a dagger at her.
Probably throw a dagger.
Dagger.
I think it was dagger. And then, yeah, right before that happened, he changed into his wife, and that was enough of a
shock.
So I hate shit like that in movies, because if I was fighting a monster or something, and I open the door, like I know the monster's there, and I open the door and it's like Allie, I'm shooting Allie. Because it's probably not Allie.
Well,
it's probably the fucking monster that was outside 5 seconds ago. Allie was nowhere near here. She did not just fly out here to surprise me at a phone booth with a gun. That's all I'm saying. I would have stabbed the bitch in the mouth.
Also, like, oh, he never saw that power firsthand.
Yeah.
So for that to go to Maria Ramos, to his wife of all things, right off the bat, like to see that transformation, you know, that would. What the fuck
and plus
just
it was,
happened?
It's supposed to be like. I know in at least like the manga and the anime, like it's supposed to be like a snap, like just that second of hesitation.
They stretch it out more in this one. Because he even says something like, isn't this cool or is this enough?
That's a knee power, I think he says, or something like that.
Something like that, yeah.
Like Hugh says that, I think.
Mm. Before he shoots him. Right?
And then he gets shot.
I think so.
Yeah. Someone says something. But yeah, there's like, enough time that he could have stabbed him in the face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was good with those knives.
Because in the anime, he just, like, it was just a split second of, like, hesitation.
Yeah. Right.
Like, it just basically, like, he was in mid-dagger throw when he stopped, and in that stopping, he got shot.
But otherwise, yeah, it was good. The effects were really good. It was really bloody. It was a lot bloodier than I thought it was going to be. People getting stabbed in the face and the bodies. And the guy that played Ed was pretty good.
The hair bothered the shit out of me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because everybody else looked fairly normal. In fact, everybody else looked normal, I think.
Yeah.
Because even Wimry didn't have blonde hair.
Yeah.
She had just dark brown.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So Ed was the only one that looked
really
like
strange.
A Japanese guy with a fucking blonde wig.
Well, like, it's like he was wearing a wig and also, like, hair extensions.
Yeah.
Because, like, the top of his hair was different than, like, the ponytail.
Yeah. It was one of those things that, like, maybe don't make it so close to how it is. If you go back and watch the live-action Sailor Moon show, they all have normal hair until they,
like,
transform.
Not wigs or
no, like, they just, like, they all have, like long,
they,
black,
they basically made
hair.
It like how in the anime, oh, we don't know who you are outside of your Sailor Scout outfit, even though you look exactly the same.
Yeah.
They stuck with them having
normal hair.
Normal looks, and then they get the crazy colors when they transform.
But, that being said, when they transform, it's very obvious they're wearing terrible wigs.
Yeah.
This is a trend that needs to stop. Stop with the wigs, because that distracted me. Every time I saw Ed running around, I was just looking at his wig.
I know.
Like, that doesn't look natural.
Nope. And, like, his ponytail was always, like, over his right shoulder.
Yeah. Like, no one thought that was real hair, and that was
that got glued to the jacket, I'm pretty sure.
But other than that, it was really good. I want to watch, and I may watch tonight, there's a movie called Veronica that is supposedly the scariest movie on Netflix. Zane Laney actually sent me a message about it, or posted something to me about it, that said that, like, a lot of people can't even finish the movie. That it's so scary that it's almost like a challenge now to get through the entire movie. So I'm like, oh, challenge accepted. I'll watch it. We were going to watch it.
I told you I would watch it in the middle of the day
because
I would like to sleep.
We were going to watch it right before bed. She wouldn't do it.
You were talking to the person, the few things that have scared me. I've made you watch Pokemon or Care Bears afterwards.
Let's do it tomorrow night so I can join in.
And only if Mandy's coming too.
I work tomorrow.
What time you get off?
8, 9, 10.
I work till 9. I work all day to make
me
up for
too.
That St. Louis trip.
Damn.
So, all right, tomorrow.
Oh my That's god! All. I didn't agree to it. I said
I'll watch a horror movie after a 12-hour shift.
You work 12 hours tomorrow?
Yeah.
What time do you get off?
I'll be off. I store closes at 8. Depends on whether I have people in there afterwards or not.
I think we should do it tomorrow.
I agree.
I think Lindsay will be there too.
Okay. Yes, I still have to work Saturday also.
I do too.
I also have to work. No, I don't.
No, because I'm working all day again. So I don't want to hear your excuses. What time do you have to be at work on Saturday?
I don't remember.
In other words, 10. It's not 8. It's 11. It's 11, isn't it? You have plenty of time. You have plenty of time, don't you? Look at you. Look
at you. I want to sleep.
Okay, tomorrow it is. We'll order a pizza, and we're going to watch Veronica here at the store. The scariest movie ever made, and I guarantee you it's not. I guarantee we're all going to be at the end of the movie going like, it's Krusty the Clown.
I mean, from the trailer, I didn't think it was going to be that terribly scary. But if everyone's like, oh my God.
Yeah, we watched the trailer. The trailer didn't look scary. But maybe they didn't give it away.
Yeah.
You know? Because what they
maybe
used to
they
do.
They were smart.
Yeah, what they used to do with films is like they would give you a little teaser. And then they would keep the good shit separate to make you want to watch it. Whereas
so
now.
You don't just go to the movie and be like, all the good things were in the trailer.
It's right. Like, oh, there it is.
I haven't watched any of the trailer yet for this. I'm going into this completely
blind. I didn't
even know
it existed, yeah.
It's about, it's in 19...
No, just surprise me.
It's foreign.
Oh.
It's subtitled.
I would have been very surprised about
subtitled.
That.
Subtitled?
Yeah.
The fuck?
That'll take me out of it.
So we, when we started to watch Full Metal, we put it on the different audio options.
No!
I was like, what, is there an English option? Because I really don't want to read subtitles tonight.
Yeah.
And there wasn't. There was an English description.
Yeah. What,
did you see that?
Yeah. What? I was like, I don't even want to fucking know. What the fuck?
Did you not click on it?
No.
It's the best thing.
It's so bad.
The movie starts, and then literally the woman says, it's like a hills. There's a house. Two kids walk out of the house.
Woman is hanging laundry.
Woman is hanging laundry.
Mom!
The kid calls out to his mother. It describes every single thing that happens in the movie. We almost watched it that way for the
audio, though.
It is
dubbed, but it's dubbed poorly. Like it's like it's a narrator.
It sounds to me like it's for blind people.
Yeah. So I get why they did it, but like, oh, it was.
I asked Steven, I was like, what the fuck do you think? You think? And we're like, let's just move on. Carry on.
You made the right choice. Yeah. Okay. Because that was really bad. I kind of want to watch that whole movie now with it.
It'd be hilarious.
Lust points to her breasts. Her breasts are ample.
I don't think it's going to say that.
Well, the blind person doesn't know how big they are. And that's one of her name's Lust. She's got selling points.
She has talent.
Just talent. So much talent. Jesse, okay?
I'm just doing that weird laugh.
about her boobs.
I can't even say the word titmouse without laughing like a schoolgirl. It's a Simpsons joke. Anyway, we got to get out of here. I feel like something else happened really recently with like video game stuff that I'm assuming you're going to talk about on Sunday, but I don't remember what it was. So I was going to ask you about it.
Mm.
You have any idea what I'm talking about?
Nah. I mean, there was the Nintendo Direct.
Kirby comes out tomorrow.
Kirby does come out tomorrow.
Yeah.
I think I saw that they might be re-releasing like the Sonic/Sega Mega collections for the PS4 and Xbox One.
It's not the Ultimate Genesis collection. It's just more like it's a Genesis collection, but mm-hmm. it's not Sonic's Ultimate Genesis collection.
Right. I couldn't remember which one, but Sonic's going to be on there, I think.
Except for Sonic and Knuckles and Sonic 3.
Yeah, but Sonic 2.
What?
And that's like my favorite. Yeah.
Why would they not put Sonic 3 in
there? They're
Knuckles
putting Dr. Robotnik's Machine. Yeah.
I like that game.
It's probably Vector Man. Game. I love Vector Man. And Shining Force.
And Shinobi 3.
Yeah. I'm excited. I'm already buying it.
I think it's probably the music licensing issue that Sonic 3's always ran into. Because a lot of that music was made by Michael Jackson.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Sonic and online for a lot of those games, including Streets of Rage.
What? Is that what Cody was talking about?
Yeah.
In the group chat? See, I didn't get to see all of it. I just know he was talking about Streets of Rage Online. I thought maybe he was downloading like an emulator or something. Dude, I will play some Streets of Rage Online.
Yeah, I was like already wanting to buy it and now it's
They're putting in like online multiplayer features for some of the games. Because that came up because Cody said that without Sonic 3 and Sonic and Knuckles, what's the point? And then Hunter, of course, hit him with, as he should, if that's all you're looking forward to, then you ain't a real Sega fan.
Oh, that's when I called him a fake-ass Sega fan. I didn't even know who I was talking to. Hunter just said Sim. And everyone knows I am a lapdog. So.
And Tails is the best. Well, fuck you, Cody.
Shit.
Yeah, fuck you.
Damn.
Oh, is that coming to Switch?
I just saw PS4 and Xbox One.
Yeah, I think it's
damn crazy. It. Because that's another Switch game I'd pick up. I picked up L.A. Noire. Well, Lindsay picked it up for me at Toys R Us for like $20-something. Because they're with the going out of business sale.
Right.
I didn't play it much when I was younger. I want to go back to it and give it another try because it always looked really cool. You know, Grand Theft Auto, where you're the cop.
So. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. That's all for tonight.
Okay.
We still got about 2 minutes if you guys just want to sit here quietly.
I think we were over at this point.
Yeah,
no, we're just like, I looked at my clock wrong. I thought it said 58 and it was actually 56.
How's that laptop running?
Smoking. Yeah. It's smoking right now, and I don't know why.
It looks like a brick from here.
It's one thing. The other laptop that we were looking at that was more, it was 2,700, and
Jesus
it was like,
Christ.
Yeah, it was the exact same stats, but it was much more expensive than the one I bought. Mine was 19.
It was that one, the other one you sent me, right?
Yeah,
with the different form factor and everything.
That it had a 120 hertz monitor. Yeah. And what was the other thing?
I mean, the whole thing just looked RGB keyboard, but the whole thing also like looked. Smaller, I think, is probably why it was.
That was the
other
thing the guy said. That was slimmer. It was it weighed less. Because whenever I buy laptops, I always buy the bulky. Because I want you to know it's expensive. Like, when people look at my laptop, I want they to know. Oh, that looks like that could run anything. You know, if it's this little tiny thing, little dainty thing, people are gonna be like, oh, you're gonna break that damn thing. But you could use this. Like, I could if I took. No, not gonna make that joke. That's way over the fucking top. I'll tell you that joke off after the show.
Well, all right.
No. Yeah,
if you want to know what joke Shannon didn't make tonight, email us at herewego@podzilla1985.com.
And if you're wondering, yes, that email will work.
Any email will work, Jesse.
Anything at podzilla1985.com, I will get.
No, that's not to say that we'll check it. because we don't check the email very often.
I mean, like, I have alerts set to go to my phone.
Nobody ever emails us.
That's the, that, yeah. That.
But you guys did order a lot of shirts, and we appreciate that. That went well.
That's what I hear.
Yeah. We'll probably do a round two of that at some point, but.
Good, good.
Anyway, let's hit you with the plugs real quick before we head out of here. Of course, if you want to catch up on all of our shows, all of our great content, you can go to podzilla1985.com. It's even categorized. So if you like Nerd Up but you hate wrestling, just click Nerd Up. If you like I Want to Believe, and you can click on that. If you want to go back and listen to the sports show featuring our very own Cody Sandusky.
A lot of that information is no longer relevant, but it's still entertaining.
It's still there because Cody was so damn good at what he did. Major loss to us. You can go back and listen to the old PWs with me, Hunter, and Zach. It's all on there. All of it, including the disastrous first episode of Nerd Up.
Yeah, that's still there.
You go to patreon.com/podzilla1985 if you want to help us get a new place to record. Rent's pretty high these days, so we're going to really need that support. And, of course, you can go to facebook.com/podzilla1985 if you want to talk to your favorite cast members. We will respond if you message us.
We actually do
get messages on there. And yeah. We always appreciate that you guys take the time out to say hi to us. So thank you guys for listening. We're going to be back on Sunday with Nerd Up with Jesse and the gang.
It's true.
And then this Tuesday, just to let you guys know, we are postponing Mr. 100 and the Five Star Man. We're going to do I Want to Believe instead because we have a lot to talk about. Not only our trip to the Limp Mansion, which was very, very cool. And I came up with something that I can't explain. Something ghostly, maybe. We'll talk about it on the show. And then, of course, there have been some big UFO sightings recently. And there's some stuff about DNA in space you don't want to miss. That's going to be this Tuesday on I Want to Believe. As for now, we're out of here. You guys have a great weekend. We'll see you back on Sunday with Nerd Up. And Mandy.
Yes?
Sing us your favorite light song as we go out.
No. But go listen to her.